Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Chapter 11. The glory of God in the face of Christ. Topic A. The glory specifically emphasized by the gospel of glory. After a person comes to understand that the knowledge of the glory of God is very significant to his or her life and that it is through the knowledge given by God about this glory that he or she has the faith built indeed to access the multiple gifts that are offered to him or her through the gospel of the Lord, the next step, obviously, becomes the aspect of how the glory of God can be accessed or actually known in its multiple characteristics. If, for example, a person receives a wrapped gift that is very necessary and that can be very useful in one's daily life, one will only really benefit from the gift received if one also unpacks, comes to know, and uses what was granted to him or her. So, if someone understands that he or she needs to know the glory of God, but does not know it because one is not willing to know it or because one does not know how to do it, one remains as one who does not know the glory of God despite already understanding the importance of knowing it. Even in the face of the great contingent of gifts that the Lord offers to people through his gospel, it may happen that people in general, and even Christians, may not realize how these gifts can actually become a reality in their lives and what essentially can sustain the gifts in people's lives so that they are also established for the purpose for which they are given. In other words, the first step regarding knowledge about the relevance of God's glory also needs to be accompanied by a second step that instructs where the knowledge of God's glory can be obtained, as well as a third step that shows how this knowledge can become a reality for those to whom it is offered. Nevertheless, the understanding that there are several steps to know the glory of God does not need to be seen as a hard aspect to us, for just as God offers and gives us his gospel in a perfect way, so also the Lord grants us a precise place and the perfect way to know and access the knowledge of his glory so that we may know and access everything we need from this same gospel, as we can see appointed in the text exposed below again. 2 Corinthians 4, 3-6. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Although the glory of God is also manifested through the heavens, the firmament, or the whole creation, God has determined that it is in the face of Christ, or in what we can see in Christ and about Christ, that the glory of God essentially is revealed more widely, more understandably, and more objectively so that we may also be transformed by the Spirit of the Lord according to the will of God, as was mentioned in the previous chapter. When the scriptures inform us that the gospel of God is also the gospel of the glory of Christ and that the glory of Christ is the very expression of the glory of God, the scriptures are teaching us that if one really wants to know God, one should first wanting to know Christ, because Christ is the express image of God and God chose to show his glory through Christ and in Christ. By the perspectives of the gospel as the gospel of the Creator and as the gospel of Christ, we have sought to emphasize how much the Heavenly Father loved us to the point of giving his only begotten Son and also how much Christ loved the Heavenly Father and us to also give himself as a perfect offering for our justification, salvation, and life. Nevertheless, when we look at the gospel from the perspective of the gospel of the glory of Christ, which expresses the very glory of God, we are called to pay more objective attention to the aspect of who is the Christ that is offered and given to us through the gospel so that we also come to know the Heavenly Father who has given us the Son of his love. The gospel of the glory of Christ, speaking only in an illustrative way, calls us to unwrap the gift that was offered to us with so much love, so that we may see that the greatest gift that was wrapped up in the gospel is the offerer himself who gave us the gift. The gospel of the glory of Christ, proceeding from God and Christ, only figuratively, grants us a ticket that gives us the right to draw close to Christ, through whom we also have a card that provides us with the right to draw near to the Heavenly Father and the Spirit of the Lord. Christ is the new and living way to God. Christ is the truth and wisdom of God made available to us. Christ is the life of God offered and given to us. Christ is the pearl of great price. Christ is the great treasure in which all the other treasures of God can be found. Christ is the mine of the precious stones of the attributes of God to be mined. Christ is the love of the Heavenly Father's gospel. Christ is the direct expression of the kingdom of God. Christ is the righteousness for justification through the gospel of righteousness. Christ is the peace of God of the gospel of peace. Christ is the salvation of the gospel of salvation. Christ is the grace of the gospel of grace. Christ is the power of the gospel of the power of God. Christ is the answer to the promises or the fulfillment of the offers of life made by God throughout the centuries of human life. It is in Christ that the life in the love of God, the life of faith in the Lord, and the life grounded on firm hopes is achieved and established. Christ is the essence of every good gift and perfect gift that the Father of lights grants through his gospel. Thus, together with the need of faith to live through faith in God and to grow in the newness of life given by the Lord through His grace, people need a closer and more personal knowledge of Christ or His glory, which is the reason or means for an individual to have faith in God. When people ask where the glory of God is and how they can know God, it is the gospel of the glory of Christ and the glory of God that answers these questions clearly and objectively in two words, namely, in Christ. As we have already mentioned, the heavens or the firmament also proclaims the glory of God. However, it is Christ who sustains the heavens or the firmament, thus having a glory superior to everything that is contemplated in the creation. In Christ, the glory of Him who sustains the other facets of the gospel of glory is revealed. In Christ, the more profound glory that God wants everyone to know in their hearts about Him is revealed. In Christ, the glory of God becomes known personally or present in the heart of the one who opens the heart to the revelation of the glory of the Lord. In Christ, God's justification, salvation, peace, and love for all human beings come to be established as the justification, salvation, peace, and love of the one who comes to know the glory of the Lord in his or her own life. Christ is the glory of God revealed in intimacy. Christ is the secret or covenant of God revealed to those who fear him. Psalms 25, 14. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. It is in Christ that we can learn, first, what is true or eternal life, and it is also in Christ that we can obtain the newness of life that comes from God. Furthermore, it is also in Christ that we can learn to live and walk properly in the newness of life that the Heavenly Father grants through His gospel. Christ is the very novelty of life that came from God to everyone who receives His gospel. John 6, 33. For the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Plus. John 6, 48. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Because they do not know appropriately what the newness of life offered by the heavenly kingdom is and how this life can be lived, many people end up subjecting themselves to many troubles. However, it is because they do not know or have not accepted the glory of Christ that they end up not even knowing the life that is according to God's will for them. In other words, people end up incurring paths of destruction because they do not know God and His will, but they do not know God and His will because they do not know Christ, the unique one through whom God has designated that the newness of life of the heavenly kingdom can be known and lived. The knowledge of the glory of God, in the face of Christ, refers to the glory that all human beings need to see before and above the glory of any other aspect that they may find relevant or valuable in life. The glory specifically emphasized in the Gospel from the perspective of glory, shows even more strikingly what each of the other facets of the Gospel has already shown, which is the eminence of Christ as the expression and the means for us to know the God of the eternal glory Himself. And this, so that we also may believe and live through the attributes of the Lord. Whoever accepts God's invitation through His Gospel to contemplate who the Lord Jesus Christ was, is, and always will be, and whoever contemplates the glory of what Christ did, does, and will do, and has fellowship with Him as it is granted through the love and the grace of God, will also know the main aspects of how God is like and what God does, for he or she will know the glory of God. Christ is the brightness of the glory of God and the express image of His person, according to Hebrews 1, 3. 1 Corinthians 1, 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Colossians 1, 9-20. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. He, Christ, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell, and by Him to reconcile all things to Himself, by Him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of His cross. And, in turn, those who know the glory of God, in Christ Jesus, will also be able to say with conviction what Paul said about his relationship with the Lord. 2 Timothy 1, 12. B. For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. The direct or objective way to know the glory of God, or to know God as an individual needs to know God, is Christ. For this reason, in the same text in which Paul teaches about the glory of God, he also explains what the great and essential aspect that needs to be preached about the gospel of God is. 2 Corinthians 4, 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Colossians 2, 1-3. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The faithful preaching of the gospel always involves preaching and presenting Christ Jesus as the Lord, for Christ is the only alternative so that falling short or the lack of the glory of God caused by subjection to sin comes to be suppressed and so that the life according to the kingdom of God is granted to all who receive Christ in their hearts. It is in the heart that God enlightens to us the knowledge of His glory, but He does it for those who accept that His glory is exposed by Him in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 3, 15, a. but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Romans 4, 23-5, 2. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.